It won't affect the length of the bus route the kids have to take to school. It has no bearing on the taxes your municipal council is looking to increase in their next budget meeting. In fact, it has no direct influence on the lives of Lakeland residents at all. At least we hope not. For those who couldn't turn their eyes away from the televised train wreck last Thursday night that was the first U.S. presidential debate between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump, there was either a lot to unpack, or just a series of cringe-worthy moments played out over two excruciating hours as two old men from America hissed at each other. After the debate, using the quotes since it was more of a spectacle than a political forum, there was no clear winner. Not that they were both equally ready and qualified to lead one of the largest political, military, and technologically advanced countries in the world, making it too hard to pick between them. No, neither one should be a choice. Neither one should win. Both are too old. One creates his own narrative, and the other seems to have forgotten the plot. So, if nobody won, you might be asking who lost. Well, in a world that gets smaller and smaller all the time, where opinions and misinformation can travel the globe in the blink of an eye, there will be fallout that could affect lives around the world. At one point, somewhere between Biden calling malarkey on Trump's lies or both arguing over hypothetical outcomes of a golf battle, Trump said World War III was dangerously close to becoming reality. That kind of statement puts the whole world into the shaking crosshairs of these two loose cannons. So the losers of the geriatric race to the White House, a race almost impossible to believe, but that is actually playing out on our screens every day, could be all of us. Rob McKinley, Editor, Lakeland This Week, Lakla Bish, p. 587-210-2743.